The purpose of this meeting basically is to get orientated in terms of the procedure of the meeting by the secretary of the committee, the Andatanga. I would suggest that we sit in such a way that we see the screen to the end. Okay. All right. He's going to take us through that one. After which, shortly, we're going to be looking at the program that has been given to the members for the ensuing quarter. We adopt it, and then we adopt the minutes. Mostly, we should be leaving this venue by 10:15 because we've got plenary. Thank you very much. You can proceed.
Good morning, honourable members. The purpose of this presentation, in fact, this is something that we were supposed to do on our first meeting. But because the program of the NCOP, the budget vote and everything else, so we could not get an opportunity to just to explain how we do things at the committee level. So I thought this is an opportunity just to explain. It's not a long presentation, it's about, it won't even take 15 minutes. Another detailed presentation, we will do it when we have our strategic planning session. The coordinating advisor is going to present, and then we'll take you through everything, the processes and everything. But this one is just to explain a few things. My presentation, these are the table of contents, the role of committee secretariat, the powers and mandates of the committee program, overview of the annual activities, overview, legislative process, committee reports, referral procedure, study groups, speech writing, attendance of committee meetings, sitting arrangements in committee meetings. The committee support staff for the two, this presentation applies to two committees because we are joint. What I'm presenting here applies to social services as well. We have a committee secretary for this committee. We also have one committee secretary for social services. There's executive secretary to chairperson for the two committees. There's a researcher for each committee. In fact, social services has got three researchers. Education has got one researcher. Each committee has got a content advisor, and then there's also a committee assistant. The committee assistant is the Gunda. He assists the two committees. In terms of reporting, as the secretariat, we report to the section manager of committees. There's a unit manager there, and there's a section manager with the head of committees, Mr. Chabala. But we have what we call dual reporting system, because we report to the chairperson as well. Administratively, is the section manager and unit manager, but politically, because it's your programs and your work is political, so we report to you as well. Hence, we say it's dual reporting. The role of committee secretary, briefly, we coordinate committee activities. We provide procedural advice to the chairperson and the committee. We produce minutes and reports. We develop draft programs for the committee. We ensure that the committee budget is adhered to and activities are aligned to the budget. The role of the researcher provides summary and analysis of bills, produces research papers on issues emanating from deliberations, oversight, summary and analysis of various documents, produce papers on sector-specific topics, study tours, produce papers on countries, sites to be visited. The content advisor coordinates support for the development of committee's 5-year strategic plan. The content advisor also ensures alignment of committee's term to the strategic plan. The content advisor also monitors and evaluates the achievement and set objectives of the committee. They also provide subject-specific content support to the committees. They ensure quality assurance of all committee outputs. So it means all the documents that I develop, minutes, reports, and whatever, they go through content advisor for quality assurance. Executive secretary is the person who's assisting the members in this case is Betsy and Andisa. Their responsibility, they are located in the offices of the chairpersons. They call management meetings, they prepare management meetings, they take and disseminate minutes of management meetings, they follow up on decisions of management meetings. A committee assistant is, in this case, Mr. Gunter, who assists the two committees. He provides administrative and logistical arrangements, committee meetings and oversight visits and international tours. So he's the one who deals with logistics. He also prepares applications for our study tours, and he also ensures safekeeping and archiving of all the committee information. The powers of the committees. The committees monitor the financial and non-financial performance of government departments and their entities to ensure national objectives are met. These committees also, the mandate is to include considering and reporting on international agreements and instruments that get referred to our committees. We process legislation and pass legislation, also facilitate public participation relating to issues of oversight. I must explain that these committees' powers are not only limited. This is just for presentation. The mandate of the committee goes further than this. How we do committee programs? We develop committee programs quarterly. This is what we have done. The first quarter, the first term, is what we have just completed. So mostly, I've just reflected on issues that we do annually. Doesn't mean we're only limited to this. The procedure now that we follow, the committee management meeting where two chairpersons, the whip, and member of the opposition. I'll explain this, what it means. In management meetings, because it's joint, we do it joint because it's two committees. The two chairpersons, the whip, previously we had different persons who were whips. Each committee had its own whip, but in this term, we have one whip for the two committees. So it means in management meeting, we have the whip and the two chairpersons. The procedure is that how the management meeting is consisted or who forms part of management meeting. The opposition, because in this case, we have three members from opposition. The procedure is that the three members or parties or provinces must decide who is going to represent them in management meeting. So in management meeting, there must be one member of opposition. So we need to have one member of the opposition who is going to be part of the management. The opposition members will decide among themselves. Only one person must be part of this meeting. The committee will then adopt the draft program. The intention of having the management meeting is to ensure that we don't table the committee program and spend 5 hours, 6 hours discussing the committee program. Management meeting with everyone is represented to be discussed, and then the management meeting will recommend, meaning it will be formally adopted at a committee level, the committee program. Overview of major annual activities. Here, I thought, let me just touch on issues that we normally do on first term, second term, third term, depending, of course, on the parliamentary program. Our first term, usually the committee will deal with, let's say, annual reports of previous, let's say, in April this year, in September, departments will be taking their annual reports. So the approach is that we process those annual reports, briefings, and everything. Sometimes we don't finish all our departments. So our program next year will be informed by what we normally refer to as outstanding issues. So we want to finish those annual reports. So this is just to indicate what we do on our first term. Sometimes because the Department of Basic Education would have released matric results, so we would want to get provinces, including MEC, to brief us on the outcomes and the results of grade 12 and so on. In those meetings, we also invite Umalusi and all, let's say our focus in the previous term, we would focus on departments that provinces that underperformed. So run the MEC, because as the NCOP, we've got the right to invite MECs as well to appear before us. And when we invite MECs, we also invite Umalusi and invite the National Department of Basic Education. So those are the issues that we normally do on our first term. Second term, that's when we do budget votes, strategic plan briefings, and so on. Third term, we usually, guided, of course, by NCOP program, we usually focus on oversight visits and the provincial weeks. And those programs are coming now. We will see them. We have reflected on our third term program, the program that we will be considering after the presentation. Fourth term, we usually, like I've referred, the annual report briefings and taking parliament to the people and so on. Of course, these issues that I've raised here are informed by the annual activities of the strategic plan of the committee. Like I said, in our committee programs, we will see that we've got dates allocated where the committee will go for a strategic planning session. Legislative process, I'll just quickly go through this. As these committees, because we're NCOP, we process Section 75 and Section 76. So there's no piece of legislation that gets introduced or processed in Parliament without being referred to the NCOP. So we take part in each and every piece of legislation, but the process and procedure is different. When we deal with Section 76, that's when we involve provinces now. This, we process this through a six-week cycle where we get provincial mandates, negotiating mandates. But when we have a piece of legislation, let's say Section 76 referred to us, I will again take you through the process, just to remind you so that we understand what is it, that the procedures, of course. Section 75, because these are national, these of national importance, is a way to say, that do not have provincial interest. So we normally take 2 days, two meetings, in order to finalize this. Here we don't need provincial mandates. Even when members vote, you vote as a member of parliament, as an individual. You don't get a mandate from the province, because the Section 75, it does not have a provincial implication. We also do reports on legislation. Once we are finalized with the legislation, we need to report as a committee. Report gets referred to the House votes. So, and then this is the six-week cycle that I was talking about. The first week, week one, where the committee gets briefing by the relevant department, and then, of course, before that briefing, the researchers and CONEN advisors will provide you with all the information regarding that piece of legislation. Week two, we briefing of relevant committees in the provincial legislatures. Again, we will explain that. Once we get to Section 76, we will explain, we will take you through this process again. Members will brief their provinces, and then the third week, consideration of the bill by provincial legislatures. So it means once we get a briefing, we won't have a committee meeting in Parliament for 2 weeks, because that process will be at the provincial level. Then on the third week, which is week fourth week, that's when the committee will be considering negotiating mandates from provinces. Week five, provincial committees prepare a mandate for voting purposes in the House. Again, when we do this Section 76 for the first time, we will take you through this process, we will explain it to you, how is it done. Of course, the Office of the House Chairperson plays an important role when we do this process. For example, we look at the program of the legislature, we also interact with the Regis House, so we this process, we NCOP ourselves and the House Chairperson's office plays an important role in this. Committee reports. Here, of course, I've already reflected to this. The reports that we do are reports on legislation, and when the international agreements are referred to us, we are expected to report. Because once it's referred to us in terms of the rules, they say the rule says referred for consideration and reporting. So we get the department to brief us on this international agreement, and then as a committee, we do a report say we have processed this and we recommend that our government approves this international agreement. Oversight visits, we also do reports. Section 100, we have seen that when the department take over, it NCAP and so on. So when intervention is referred to us, we get briefings, and then we also do the report to the House to see how the process must be done. Of course, when we go to international tours, study tours, we also do reports, and reports are considered in the House. And when we do statutory appointments, for example, if there's a vacancy in the board of an entity that we are overseeing, some legislation indicates that the committee must also take part. So it gets referred to us, and then we get a briefing, and then we recommend who must be appointed to that entity or the board of that entity. Referral procedure. I've also talked to this. The referral procedure means once the instrument or legislation is tabled in Parliament, the chairperson of the NCOP would refer to the chairperson of the relevant committee. And then once it's referred to us, then we develop our program as to how are we going to process this. So this is done in terms of announcement, tablings, and committee reports. We call it ATC. And then we consider, and then we report to the House. Study groups. The study groups, now I want to link this to the management meeting. The study group is, those are meetings of political parties. And there's no study group for NCOP or for ANC, in my understanding. For National Assembly. ANC has got its own study group. There's a support staff for that study group. There's a coordinator for study group. There's a secretary. They've got their own. It's a party thing. Parliamentary staff are not even allowed to be part of that meeting. Parliamentary staff includes myself, content advisor, committee assistant. We are not allowed to be part of those meetings. No member of another party is allowed to attend study group of another party. It's political, because the intention is so that we as administration remain neutral and not be seen to be taking the right. This also is linked to speech writing and for debates as well. In the event that members want or request speech officials to write speeches for them, there is the office of the party caucus through its researchers who are responsible for assisting members with speeches for debates. I must also indicate that it sometimes happens, I'll be honest, that an individual member will ask an official of parliament to assist. My understanding is that there's nothing wrong with that, but it is not recommended. Because once that official assists you as a member, it might be interpreted as if that member, that official is supporting this member, and it might be a problem for the official to say, now, are you now doing pitches for ANC and you don't do for IFP and for DA and for this one? So the parliament policy is very clear to say we should not be seen there. Like I said, parliament staff in terms of policies are non-partisan, and we should not be taking sides. This includes writing speeches and political and giving political advice to members. There, we very clear we should not be giving advice of political or whatever reason to members. We are just not allowed. Committee staff is expected to assist all members, irrespective of both the political party or member belongs to.
I just wanted to comment that I'm happy that this point has been raised, because my... Thank you, Chairperson.
I'm about to finish now. I said committee staff is expected to assist all members irrespective of political party a member belongs to. Of course, this does not take our right, constitutional right, to have a political party of our choice. Outside Parliament, of course, we have every right to actively participate and so on. Attendance of committee meetings. The procedure is that all members are expected to attend committee meetings. This point, the chairperson emphasized this point when we elected the chairperson for the first time, that in order for the work of this committee to continue, it's very important that all members attend committee meetings. Members who are not able to attend for whatever reason should inform the whip. This is according to the decorum of Parliament, that the whip is responsible for ensuring that members attend and that we have quorum and so on. But because a member is got other responsibilities politically and so on, administratively, I'm also responsible to assist in that regard. So the procedure is that the member must inform the whip if the member is unable to come to the meeting. And once you inform the whip, then administratively, you can send an SMS to me or an apology to me. That one is administrative, and then it gets noted, the apology, in the meeting. But it should not be the case that I will note an apology in a meeting when the whip and the chairperson do not even were not even informed that the member is not going to attend the meeting. All meetings of committees are open to the public. It means members of the public can attend our meeting, including journalists. Sometimes we find that the agenda is not even something that we think is important, but then journalists come and they put their cameras here and so on. Procedurally, we can't take them away. It's an open meeting. They have every right to come and attend our meeting. Of course, the rules and the constitution provides for situations where the committee wants to have a closed meeting. There we get legal advice, and of course, so that we have a leg to stand on. But generally, all meetings are open to the public. Seating arrangements in committee meetings. The procedure is as follows. The chairperson has her own seat, preferable facing the door. The intention is for the chairperson to see everyone who comes in and leaves the meeting. This point is very important because sometimes the minister will arrive at a meeting, let's say, very late. So if the chairperson is sitting there in that corner, the chairperson won't even see the minister coming in. So the purpose of the chairperson sitting where she's sitting is to ensure that when the minister comes in or whoever comes in, chairperson acknowledges that person without interrupting the meeting, of course. On the right-hand side of the chairperson is the committee secretary. The committee secretary, like I explained in my earlier slide, that the committee secretary is the procedural advisor to the committee and to the chairperson. So ideally, the whip also should occupy a seat on the right-hand side of the secretary. This, however, does not happen all the time because of the manner in which our committee rooms are designed. Sometimes you find that, like in the committee room where we usually have our meetings, it doesn't happen. You find that the projector is there and the chairperson cannot see the other way. So this is why sometimes we don't comply to the seating arrangements. But I thought I must explain that the chairperson sits in their own chair next to the chairperson committee secretary, and then the whip also there. I just thought I must put something there. That's me sitting there. And then the corner there is our committee assistant. Language used in committee meetings. I'm almost done. The constitution is very clear to say everyone has got a right to speak in the language of their choice. It's in the constitution. Members, for example, they speak in their languages when they are debating in the house. But this also should be applicable at a committee level. It is not a crime that a member would want to speak in her own language. It's a constitutional right. The unfortunate part about this is that in Parliament at this stage, Parliament does not have capacity to provide interpretation services for all committee meetings. Hence, the arrangement, I would say it's an arrangement because it's not the law. Hence, you'll find that in all meetings, the proceedings and are in English. It's not that a member is not allowed to speak in their language, but because if a member speaks in her own language and his or her language, then it means there must be someone who's going to interpret. But because, again, of the capacity within the institution, that is not able. So the language that we use in committee meetings is English. Refreshment. I thought I must also touch this. This is my last slide. Refreshments that committees are allowed to order. We, members have seen, we order breakfast, tea, coffee, water, and so on. Lunch is only provided for if the committee will proceed with this meeting in the afternoon. If, for example, we have a meeting now and we are meeting another department at 2 until 5, we do order, we are allowed to order lunch for members. In cases where we provide lunch, the lunch is finger lunch. There was a time when Parliament used to provide sit-down lunch and so on. But there was a problem there, because the problem was that they realized that the institution was not able to accommodate all 40 committees in the 4 restaurants that Parliament has. So when we provide lunch at this stage, it's only finger lunch. And
well,
of
course, and members could actually grab something to eat, because we are going to be leaving here 10 to
Okay, I'm done, Chairperson. The committee assistant, who is the one who normally arranges all the logistics that deals with the refreshments and so on. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm done.
Thank you very much. We've got 2 committees in one. There is a secretary for education and recreation, and the secretary for social health and disabilities. Because of time constraints, I would request members that let us take this and go and use it as food for thought and prepare questions, so that at our next meeting, we can then be able to ask questions regarding this. We've got pressure because we've got plenary at 10. So members, please understand that we can't engage on the document as of now, but let us go and read and take note of what one to ask from the secretary. Next time we meet, we deal with it. We are on the phone. Thank you. The next item is the consideration and adoption of the second and third term of committee program. Yes.
Are you saying all the questions you want to raise today, you are going to raise them in our next meeting?
Thank you. Our next item is the issue of the program of the ensuing quarter. It has been given to the members. We need to adopt this as a committee because it gets integrated into the program of the NCOP. basic education, higher education and training, sports, immigration, arts and culture. 13th August, there is Women's Parliament. On the 20th of August, there is an NCOP strategic planning. On the 27th of August, there is a briefing by NSFAS. On the 30th of September, there is strategic planning again. And then from the 8th of September to the 12th, that is the provincial week. We go to our provinces to do oversight work. And then on the 17th of September is the briefing by Sports and Recreation on the report on transformation of sports. And then also a briefing by the Department of Higher Education on the status of FET colleges in South Africa, which are now referred to as TVET and universities that are under administration. And then from the 22nd of September to the 30th of October, again, we go back to our constituency. That is the program of this community college board. I invite members maybe to comment briefly or is with
Chairperson. Good morning, everybody. For now, I can see we have a very, very, very progressive support from our officials. In this regard, Honorable Chairperson, I'm not going to comment. I'm going to move for the adoption of the program.
Honorable Mpambos Pugwane, the second adoption. We are honored for Johnson. Thank you very much. And then the other item is the adoption of the previous minutes. A set of minutes has been circulated to the members for adoption. I don't know if there are any corrections on page one. Any corrections on page two? Any correction on page three? There being no corrections, members, I seek a mover of the adoption of the minutes and the seconder. Honorable Grunewald is moving, seconded by the seat. Thank you very much. I think that brings us to the end of our meeting, members. Is there an issue that maybe it did not cover?
Very much, Chair. I don't think it's going to do justice. There's nothing much we can do in 14 minutes. It took 45 minutes. You want us to take 14 minutes. No, I don't think that is justice. I don't know from the members, can we call a brief meeting? Because my understanding, I did not know about the presentation that you did, was that you adopt the minutes and the program will do the same. But now, the time that we have now, in fact, we have 5 minutes, 4 minutes, because we have to go to the plenary now. Can we have a 1 hour meeting next week? I don't know what time is our program starting on Tuesday. I was going to propose that we have 1 hour meeting on Tuesday. Want to say something?
Sorry, for what is that? So what must they have
to adopt these documents? It is 2 minutes. Can't we adopt it and then it will be finished with that?
No, if you don't mind to for me to go through them, we can do that. It's just that I don't want people to rub us in.
Oh, okay.
But if you want us to do that, we can do that. Yeah. All what I was raising is that the time is not enough. Okay, can we start with the two sets of minutes that we have? The first set of minutes are the minutes of the 8th of July 2014. Can we start with page 1? Anything that we want to change on page 1 or correct? Page 2, anything on page 2? Page 3? Page 4, I will find. Okay, can I remove one? On the paper. Okay, the second set of minutes is the minutes of the 15th of July 2014. Page 1, anything on page 1? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. There's nothing on page 5.
Page blank.
Okay, can I remove her? Honorable Mpuku, okay, we have the proposed program for the next quarter. If we start with the NCOP strategic planning session, which is proposed for, is that the Women's Parliament, 12 to 13th. The second one is the strategic planning session or workshop, 19 to 20. The third one, briefing by Department of Health, District Management Systems, adoption of community meetings. Then they're followed by committee strategic planning session, 3rd of September. Then briefing by the Film and Publication Board, that is on the 6th of September. Briefing by SASA and adoption of the committee minutes and consideration and adoption of the third quarter program. Comments on the program? Are we fine? We are adopting it. No, thank you very much. From our side, that is all. And hoping that we'll have more time when we have our next meeting, because there are also issues that we need to discuss as a committee. Thank you very much. Can we speak? Honorable Mkuku?
Thank you, Chairperson. What about the program which was presented to us? My worry is on the attendance of the members of the committee in meetings and then debate in the House as if they were there when we were discussing the program. I am proposing that the whip must follow the members who are not attending our meetings. It's embarrassing when people are standing there debating when they were not part of the meeting. The discussing the process of taking the committee forward, then debating the House as if you were the part of the meeting. It is not sound, you know. No, but I think if there is no procedure in committees, which are saying if the person doesn't attend meetings, three meetings in a quarter, that person has forfeited his rights to be part of that meeting. So there must be rules or something, I don't know, but the whip must take care of that. And that, because I'm worried, because there are people who never attended meetings here.
Honorable Funeral?
Yeah.
Chairperson, there is a problem regarding that, because there is a political party who only have one or two members in the parliament, and it's not possible for them to attend all the meetings. So I do not know how we are going to do it, but you can't really do it. So people will divide there and they will never attend the meeting. That was in the previous term exactly the same.
I want to make a proposal that in our next meeting, as indicated earlier, that we need more time. I think it's one matter that we want to discuss, which was raised on plenary yesterday, that what happens that if in a committee you agreed on something, then you go to plenary, you raise something, and something that you must have raised.